A soccer ball on fire. I saw it with my own eyes. A soccer ball on fire. I mean close up with flames engulfing it as it was flying through the air. And yet the leather of the soccer ball seemed not to be burnt at all. Unreal, right? Yes, unreal. I saw it and it was unreal. It was made by a special effects software program. There's this very high-end special effects animation software used even in Hollywood that allows you to create special effects that look so real. The software is called Blender Diplome. I watched a video where somebody created the impression that a soccer ball was in the air and a bunch of flames were engulfing it. Somebody else created clouds that were moving in, and it looked perfectly real. You could take two colored clouds and animate them, so that they mix, forming one dynamic cloud out of one color. Mixing clouds. Imagine having one cloud that is a bit gray and another that is an extremely bright yellow-white so that you could hardly look at it. And you make the two clouds start mixing with one another and enveloping one another so that the dark gray cloud ends up looking much brighter. You could go through this process over and over again until eventually the gray cloud would be transformed into something quite light, starting to approach the pure yellow-white of the wet light cloud with which you started. Mixing clouds. In Scripture, the clouds often represent the divine presence of God Himself. We know God wants to mix the cloud of His Holy Spirit with our own spirit. God's Holy Spirit would be that bright yellow-white on a computer simulation, so that you could hardly look at His holiness. And our spirit would be the gray cloud because we still struggle with sin that darkens our soul. How does God make His Holy Spirit and our spirit mix and envelop one another? God sends His Son to take on our human nature, and then this Son, Jesus Christ, dies for us, giving His whole life for us. Yet He leaves us the Eucharist before His death. He gives Himself to us in a form that is totally compatible with our nature, the form of bread and wine, a form for nourishment. Yet the bread and wine have been transformed by the words of institution in the Eucharistic prayer into Jesus' actual body and blood. Not only that, His body and blood are joined permanently to the Holy Spirit of God, the divine cloud. It's His body, blood, soul, and divinity. When we take the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus into us, Jesus is mixing His spirit with ours to transform the dullness of our soul and make it much brighter. Imagine that each time you and I approach the Eucharist in a worthy manner, we receive a bit more of the yellow-white cloud of the Holy Spirit, who enlightens us, makes us brighter, just a little bit more at each Mass. The Eucharist is a stroke of genius in this sense. We receive the humanity of Jesus into us, and His divine spirit affects our human spirit, transforming us little by little by the power of His divinity. There is a real nourishment going on with the Eucharist, because it is the real presence of Jesus. So the Church gives us a solemnity of Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, to help us remember each year that we are receiving in the Eucharist the real body and blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus died on Calvary in order that He could give Himself to us in the Eucharist and affect us by His Holy Spirit over and over and over again. So St. Paul, in today's letter to the Corinthians, shows us Jesus at the Last Supper, saying, "This is my body that is for you." For you? Yes, for you. Jesus' body was sacrificed on Calvary for you and for me, intended to be given to us in the Eucharist. Every time we walk up the aisle to receive Him, to encounter Him, the Savior and Doctor of our soul, We want to walk up with greater faith, greater hope, and greater charity, so that the space we create for Jesus in our heart, always greater each time, attracts more of his presence into us and brings about more transformation of our soul. In a number of passages in her diary, St. Faustina writes that she saw the same white and red rays pouring out of the Eucharist that she had seen in the image of Jesus himself, which he asked her to paint. Here's an example. She writes in her diary, "That same day, when I was in church waiting for confession, I saw the same rays issuing from the monstrance and spreading throughout the church. This lasted all through the service. After the benediction, the rays shone out to both sides and returned again to the monstrance. Their appearance was bright and transparent like crystal. I asked Jesus that he deign to light the fire of his love in all souls that were cold. Beneath these rays, a heart will grow warm even if it were like a block of ice. Even if it were hard as a rock, it will crumble into dust." It's the same Jesus who walked the earth transforming hearts by his words and healing power. The same Jesus is in the Eucharist to transform our hearts, turn them away from sin always more, transform them. We never want to stop that journey of increasing holiness. He never wants us to stop growing in holiness. Let's welcome the divine cloud of the Holy Spirit to enter us in the Eucharist more fully today than ever before.